This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Guys, I have some audio that I think Kevin is going to love because Kevin's a hater for one. But on top of that, I think we have some fascinating news. Listen, I did hear Mike Bacsik drop this a little bit yesterday, and I love listening to Mike Bacsik, man. His baseball knowledge is unparalleled in DFW. Maybe Jared, a slight advantage on Bacsik, but I think Bacsik would admit that.
And plus, Bacsik likes you way better than Jared does.
Yeah, absolutely. Jared and I get in the biggest fights, but I love him. I really enjoy listening to Bacsik talk baseball and all the other sports too. But he brought this
I'm
up well yesterday.
Aware, Chris. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jared. He brought this up yesterday, and that is Chris Bryant is, and this is a report from John Morosi, by the way, also. Chris Bryant is set to arrive later this week with the Cubs. He's going to be on the Cubs opening day lineup in Milwaukee by all indications.
Unlike that first year when they tried to hold his service time down.
That I just said, Kevin, by all indications, he will be on their opening day lineup. That's true. What Morosi says is also true is that the Cubs remain engaged in communication with other clubs about the possibility of trading the 2016 National League MVP.
Let's go.
Sources say the Cubs have spoken with multiple teams in recent weeks concerning Chris Bryant.
Congrats on having a source.
Thank you. Those teams include... Oh, crap. Crap.
Don't say the Cardinals.
The Phillies.
Okay.
Oh, I hate them.
The Nationals, who recently spent a lot of money, or tried to spend a lot of money on.
What have the Nationals owners, which they're like, oh, well, Bryce Harper, we'll offer you $300 million. And he's like, nope, I'm going to need more. And they're like, oh, Anthony Rendon, we'll offer you $280 million. We'll also offer this person all that. God, I want that
so
ownership.
So clearly
group.
They have the money to be like, yeah, we'll pay you Chris Bryant, right? Because they already offered it to Rendon. So why not go ahead and give it to Chris Bryant, who also played, I believe, with Bryce Harper?
He did.
Yes.
My dream, Shippy, is for Joey Gallo and Chris Bryant to play together and enjoy life again.
They did. They grew up together.
So those are two teams. Third team, the Rockies.
Makes sense.
He would mash there.
They hate their third baseman.
So here's the...
Well, I should try that again. Their third baseman hates them.
Would they just do a third baseman swap then?
Oh, what is Colorado Rockies?
I need more than that if I'm the Rockies.
Yeah, that would be weird for the... Why are the Rockies involved in this? It doesn't
because
make any
they
sense.
They would still need a third baseman.
All right. And the number one front-running team...
Oh, my God.
...for Chris Bryant...
I swear to God, if you don't say it's the Rangers...
According to John Morosi...
If you say it's the St. Louis Cardinals, I'm going to punch you.
I kind of hope you say that now.
Because you want to see me get punched?
Yeah, let me get my phone out.
The Texas Rangers.
Oh, my God! Let's do it. Done.
The Texas Rangers are the number one team. They are the most intriguing Bryant suitors to monitor right now, partially because the Cubs would rather not deal him to an NL team.
Sure.
All right. And all of the other teams I mentioned, Kevin, National League teams. But Texas also has made no secret that they're trying to get a right-handed third baseman.
Yes.
To add to the middle of their lineup.
Yes.
They went after Anthony Rendon.
Yes.
They went after Castellanos. They've been trying to talk to
Arenado
about things. And in the immediate term, the Rangers may have an easier time trying to get Jock Peterson, though.
Okay, I could probably swing a trade for Jock Peterson right now.
How awesome would that be if you were able to swing a trade for Jock Peterson and get Chris Bryant at the same time?
Oh, I thought you meant me personally. I can make it happen and put him on our show. We've been down a person for quite some time. I can make Jock Peterson happen.
Yeah,
if that's what you guys want.
We can call him Shock Jock Peterson.
Whoa, I kind of want
that. He's
going to
have the hottest of takes.
So I guess the Cubs and Rockies haven't made any progress on trying to swap their superstars, but that is what the plan would be trying to swap superstars and get that going at the same time. The Rockies say there's no comment. I haven't had any comment to this point, so we're going to move past that next question regarding their status with Arenado. And the Nationals thinking, like, continue to downplay the chances that they're going to get Bryant because their luxury tax. They keep saying, oh, our luxury tax. And the Phillies are parting ways with prospects from a farm system that kind of has been thin. Now, Kevin, when it comes to the 2020 top 100, according to Fangraphs, the baseball top prospects of 100.
What do we got? Two, one.
Their first one.
Don't say zero.
Their best prospect, Shippy.
Corey.
Number 97.
Do we also have 98, 99, and 100? I guess probably not.
That's it. We only have that one.
Okay.
So that's that. But Kevin, here you are.
The Rangers going to do the thing where they offer significantly less in terms of the package.
Yeah, that acquire. Does seem to do.
It's like, well, I mean, we're not a National League team, so
yeah,
John
take
Daniels,
it or leave it.
Yeah, John Daniels wants to get a third baseman for this season. There's no doubt about it, and I think that they would end up paying Chris Bryant. Now, I don't doubt that either. So, Kevin, that's just in the world right now. I know a lot of people are furious and want me to be punched just for bringing it up.
Okay,
but Chris Bryant, I think, is still in play. I think he's still an option. And I think that's one of the reasons that the Rangers didn't sign Castellanos. And I think it's one of the reasons they haven't made any other moves along the way is because they have two other options they think they might be able to get.
And I kind of think the people are looking at this wrong. When they 817, trading for a player they won't pay after 2 years makes no sense. If you won't even go 200 for Rendon, they ain't going 350 for Bryant. So here's why I think that's, I mean, like, the logic is sound. Here's why I disagree with the thought process. Is I wouldn't look at it from that perspective. I would look at it from this perspective. So Chris Bryant lost his arbitration hearing, and he's going to be under control for another year. So let's say $23.4 million is what I'm projecting next year for him to get. So you would have Chris Bryant 2 for $42 million. So instead of thinking you're not going to get him for 10 years, 350, or 8 years, 300, or whatever the actual number ends up being, I look at it from the Rangers' perspective and going to the ownership group, 2 for $42 million. That's what it's going to cost Chris Bryant over the next 2 years. Then, if you get to the end of the 2021 season, when he'll be 29, and you're starting to win, and you want a division title, or you're making noise in the playoffs, or you're doing this, or you're doing that, then you can decide, hey, was this the piece that we have to keep around? And if it's just not working out, you can let him move on. I understand that in theory, the Cubs would want to try to get a lot for Chris Bryant, but make no mistake about it, they don't want Chris Bryant around because they know he does not want to be there and he hates the Cubs, and that's why he went through this baseball litigation. Like, they might like him as a player, but as a culture guy or as a person around the clubhouse, when he feels that they systematically screwed him over, he's not going to want to be there.
He wants to be with his best friend, Joey Gallo.
Hey, that, I would like to know if they really are still good friends. That would be tremendous.
Maybe, can you find out for me?
Yeah, I can ask.
But I think they want to move off of him. And, you know, 4 of the 5 years that he's been in Major League Baseball, he's been awesome. And the only year he ran into a problem is he had injuries the year before. But other than that, he plays 150 games every single year. Last year, 31 home runs, 77 RBIs. His on-base percentage is above 380, and his OPS is above 900. All right? We don't have anything even close to that in the infield, let alone at third base where there still seems to be a gaping hole missing right there. And he bats right-handed, and they want to be out of the Chris Bryant business. I think you can make this deal even thinking it's just a 2-year, $42 million deal. Then if for some reason you win all the games and then you're like, all right, I guess we need to keep him around, the allure of the stadium will have worn off in 2 years and you'll really need to be winning games, and then maybe they can spend some of that free $500 million that they got.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, this makes a lot of sense. I understand. Look, I'm skeptical too, and I'm probably a chump for believing this, because you know what the Rangers lead the league in? quote, finishing second on these people. Like, it happened back in the day of Roger Clemens and Randy Johnson, and I hated both of those players because I got so tired of listening to them go, well, if I wasn't going to this team, I would go to the Rangers. Awesome. And I'm so sick of, like, well, if Anthony Rendon wouldn't have gone here, he would have gone to the Rangers, or Garrett Cole, or now Chris Bryant. I get it. I'm a chump every single time. I was born and raised here at the Metroplex, and I love the Texas Rangers. I'll continue to buy in, even if I know in my heart, do I think this is going to happen? Of course I don't. But I'm still intrigued because the idea of having Chris Bryant here would be awesome.
All right. For everybody that's upset with us about our Chris Bryant discussion, Kevin, because they don't believe that JD is going to buy, we'll leave it until something else happens, all right? Or until another segment later on. But I did want to present to Kevin a guy I think you're going to fall in love with.
Oh,
all right,
it's
Kevin.
Happened before.
Yeah, I think that Trevor Bauer is Kevin's soulmate.
Oh,
and Kevin, I know you're gonna get custom fitted for your wedding and all that
that's
stuff.
That's true.
I know that's all about to go down, but I think you might just bail
so
on the wedding.
Fancy what?
I love you.
To go be with Trevor Bauer.
To be fair, there is precedent for me being planned to be married in the past and not actually getting married, so that's fair.
Hey, same, bro.
That's right.
I love this show for that reason.
Best decision ever.
Y'all help keep me in
oh
line.
Oh my God, me too.
All right, playoff changes. Let's start with Trevor Bauer discussing the playoff changes.
Just reading through it without even thinking about it for a second, they're just wrong. Like, who put this out without thinking of the fact that the best team in the league is going to get a six-day layoff, a seven-day layoff, while we sort out this whole three games here and this wild card, and we're going to pick our opponent, and we're going to do this whole reality TV stuff. Meanwhile, the best team in baseball is sitting at home waiting for all this crap to transpire. God forbid someone's ace pitches 4 days before the end of the regular season and then has 10 days in between starts. And this isn't football where you can heal up, and that helps. Like, being on a routine is so important in baseball. We play for 6 months. The first time I read through the proposal, I haven't even had time to think about this. I just read it like an hour ago, and I just am so beside myself with Rob Manfred and his ridiculous rule changes that he keeps proposing.
So there you go, Kevin. That's the, wow. The first thing that I think you'll love about Trevor Bauer is that he thinks that Rob Manfred is just ridiculous.
Now, if he could just say that Rob Manfred also, I hope in one of these he goes, he must hate baseball or something.
Let's go to his thoughts social media.
Rob, if you understood media, maybe as the commissioner of baseball, you could solve some of these things. Like how in one of your biggest markets, half the fans can't even watch the damn game because of TV deals. Like, I grew up, what got me into baseball is I grew up going to see it one Dodger game a year. I'd go to one a year. We didn't have money to go to more than that. I'd sit out in the bleachers. We'd listen to Vin Scully on the radio with my dad. But we watched Dodger games all the time. This is what got me into baseball. Half the people in local markets have blackouts. They buy the MLB package to watch their favorite team, and they can't even watch their favorite team half the time. I know that's not all on Rob, but as the commissioner, figure it out, man. How are we supposed to get people interested, young people, the missing generation of baseball fans? How are we supposed to get them interested in the game when they can't even see the damn game? And on top of that, they can't even go to Twitter where all the young people hang out. You can't even go to social media and see anything about the game. Steph Curry throws a bounce pass in an NBA game, and it's trending with 1.5 million views 5 minutes later, and Mike Trout goes and launches himself and robs a homer or something, and you can't find the highlight anywhere online. It's ridiculous.
Okay. First of all, I think he makes some valid points. However, he sounds super old when he says Twitter is where all the young people hang out.
He's just pointing out the audience.
Okay, that's just a weird way of saying that.
All right, now he wants Rob Manfred to focus on marketing their players.
You want to market the game? Don't change it. Don't make the mound 62 feet. Don't make playoffs where you have to pick your opponent and freaking whatever. Don't change the game. Market the players. You have more players in baseball than any other league with much more diverse backgrounds worldwide, more so than any of the other major American sports. And it's the least marketable because you make stupid decisions about how you market the players. You don't open it up. Let content go. Get it out there.
And then last but not least,
wow.
Kevin.
That's tough when like guys like Mike Trout don't want to be marketed.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's like, I don't really care about all this stuff.
And then he closes with this.
Rob, if you're watching this video, you probably won't because you don't even have a pulse on the game that you're commissioner of.
Oh.
If you're watching this video, like, you want to talk about some stuff, you want some recommendations, hit me up. I'm sure you can get in contact with me. I'm sure you'll probably be finding me or something like that. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Golly. Can we play?
That's amazing.
No, we can't. We got to go.
I think I need a Trevor Bauer jersey.
At some point in the future, Shippy, if you can isolate like that last 8 seconds and just count how many times he's defeated in that last 8 seconds, I feel like I got at least 4.
Hit me up. I'm sure you can get in contact with me. I'm sure you'll probably be finding me or something like that. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Okay, I'm up to 5. He was defeated 5 times in that last 8 seconds.
There's even more. We just got to go.